This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A Human Rights Watch report on last year's deadly explosion at the port of Beirut, Lebanon, says some senior Lebanese officials were aware of the risks of storing a highly explosive material there. 214 people died when 2,750 tons of improperly stored ammonium nitrate, blew up after 6 years in a warehouse. Thousands of people were injured and parts of the city were destroyed. Human Rights Watch concluded in its report that numerous Lebanese authorities, including caretaker Prime Minister Hassan Diab and state security head Tony Saliba, were criminally negligent under Lebanese law. It called on the United Nations to launch an investigation. It also accused those officials of trying to impede an ongoing investigation. A year into the probe, investigators have yet to determine who ordered the chemicals and why officials repeatedly disregarded internal warnings of their danger. There was no immediate comment from Prime Minister Diab, but Saliba said his agency did all it could legally, including filing legal reports warning officials. A new report by the U.S. Defense Department says more than 2 years after the collapse of its self-declared caliphate, the Islamic State terror group appears to be trying to rebuild its army in the eastern Syrian desert using children and teenagers smuggled out of displaced persons' camps. In particular, the report warned that despite a series of crackdowns by the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, ISIS, also known as ISIS, or also known as Daesh, retained significant influence in many of the camps. The report said the group targets the most susceptible boys for recruitment. More on that's available at our website, voanews.com.